going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
That's just cruel, Pasta.
Yeah, I hope he wasn't talking about that ground ball.
He messed that one up, that's for sure. I thought maybe for a second, we're talking about Casey Schmidt error in the ninth inning yesterday at Coors. I thought maybe for a minute, Ev, and welcome back. It's Willard and Dibs, Mark, Randy, Evan Giddings with you. It might have hit the lip, like right where the grass meets the dirt, but it was just in front of that, and it was a nice high hop. You had plenty of time to react.
Hit him in the worst place.
What, your chest?
The glove. Hit him in the worst place. No, I mean, that's... Yeah, at first when I saw the play, I thought it might have skipped up because the ball was kind of low and then jumped up to his chest. But it's just a ball you got to have. And it sucks because it's – well, I still think that Rodriguez, he got charged for an earned run, but it would have been the ball game.
Yeah, double play. I mean, yeah, the official scorer can't just assume the double play was going to get turned. The batter might beat it out. You can assume the force out at second, so it was officially a fielder's choice for the batter, but the run – came in to score anyway. You cost the Giants one out officially. Rodriguez then got the strikeout the next batter. That would have ended the game according to the way that it was officially ruled, but it did not work out that way. Again, welcome back. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And also, we've got a fun contest going on today. If you were listening to Willard and Dibs yesterday, you heard this as well. If you want to play golf with Willard and Dibs, you just have to keep listening because the guys, they're broadcasting live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, June 27th. And today, Evan and I, we're giving you an overnight stay at Cache Creek plus a round of golf the next morning at Cache Creek with Willard and Dibs. We're giving it away to one lucky listener and their guest of choice. And this is an awesome prize pack, Cache Creek Casino Resort. First of all, a great place to spend the night, and also the golf course, absolutely beautiful, and you get to hang out with Willard and Dibs. It's a win-win-win. All you need to do is keep listening, because in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to ask you three different trivia questions about things that we say on the show, and we're going to give you a hint here to the first trivia question in just a second. And then ultimately, in the 5 o'clock hour, when we do... ask all the trivia questions again, you just have to be the first person to our contest line to give us the three answers, and you will win that overnight stay at Cache Creek and the round of golf at Cache Creek with Willard and Dibs. So just keep listening, and who knows, this piece of information that I'm throwing out to you right now, it might prove valuable come 2+ hours from now. Evan, you
now,
and
do
I...
we know what tee time is?
I don't think we know just yet.
I'm just
saying. Sometime in the morning.
Well, if you got an overnight stay at Cache Creek, and you're a little bit of a degenerate like most of us here at the station,
you're not going to get much sleep. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying if he's got a 7 a.m. tee time, I don't know if I'm going to park that bus at the station early enough to get up there and feel good about my first tee.
I don't know for certain what time the tee times are. I don't think it's going to be that early.
Okay. That's all I need to know for our people out there, because you want to enjoy yourself. It's a great resort. There's a lot of things to do, both inside and outside, and you want to make sure that you're feeling good in the morning.
I'm with you.
Plenty of hydration.
There is a lot to do. You will not be left wanting for ways to entertain yourself, to put it that way. Anyway, one of the pieces of information that you might need in order to win, and I put quotations on might, you're going to need this, so listen up, and if you have a bad memory, write it down. You and I were talking a second ago, Ev. I'm heading up to see family, specifically my dad, for Father's Day tomorrow. Where am I going? I'm going to my hometown in Windsor, up in Sonoma County.
So now, is there a reason you're emphasizing your hometown?
Maybe that's going to be Windsor. A question that we're going to ask you in 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Windsor. My hometown.
Not a big town.
It's growing. It's growing. It was
so
much
was
smaller when I was a wee little lad.
I feel like you're on one of those advertisements. Like, well, there's a bustling downtown area. There's three skyscrapers, four stories high. And we got a bar that's being built.
We
and there's
got a nice
nightlife.
Little town green. Yeah.
And there's curfew.
Maybe when I was like 12, there was.
No. Windsor's a fun town.
Up in Sonoma County, shout out to the 707. But yes, just keep in mind, Windsor. That's my hometown. And then just note that your next hint for the next trivia question that you will need to know, that's coming up in about an hour. So just keep it locked right here on Willard and Dibbs. It's Evan and Grandy in for Willard and Dibbs on this Friday here on 95.7. The game, we're getting ready for Giants and Dodgers. First Giants-Dodgers series of the year, Evan. The balanced schedule has made it so that the Giants and Dodgers don't play all that often, which I guess on the surface is a good thing because the Dodgers are so good. But it kind of makes the rivalry maybe a little more touch and go. However, heading into this one, this feels like one of the biggest Giants-Dodgers series, maybe since, as you laid out, the 2021 NLDS.
Yeah, the scheduling also means you play the Rockies fewer amount of times.
Which is not good either.
Which does suck.
And the Giants have already played them twice.
Yeah. So I was looking at this. This is the latest that the Giants have played the Dodgers since 1999. And sure, things were a lot different back then. But I just think that it's appropriate now. Like, both teams are a game away from each other. Dodgers obviously in first place. They have not, I think, even shared a share of first place since April, maybe it's early May.
Yeah, like the 12-4 start, maybe.
And the Padres were the team that was originally ahead of them. Yeah. So, like, the Giants have an opportunity to climb into first place for the first time in quite some time. I don't think that's insignificant. Like, this is a 1-2, and while on paper the Dodgers seem like the Goliath to the Giants' David, it's a massive series. And I think it's a great opportunity for the Giants to, again, basically make a statement, one that they have arrived as a team to be reckoned with. I think the Dodgers know that, to be honest, but everyone else watching this series, like, I'm curious, and if people want to chime in, kind of what is your expectation for this series? I do wonder how fans are feeling right now, because typically, for the last 3 years at least, there's been this sense of powerlessness surrounding, oh God, we got to play the Dodgers, or, oh my gosh, they're coming to town, and here comes Ohtani, and all these are Freeman and Betts and these freaking asses that are just going to pummel us to the dirt. And it's like, I don't really feel that way. Now, they might lose the series, but I don't get the sense that there is this massive gap of hopelessness the way there once was.
Do you want to hear the lineups that just came out for the Giants and Dodgers?
Well, now you're going to send me spiraling, but sure, read me the lineups.
First for the visiting San Francisco Giants, Jung-Hoo Lee leading off, then Willie Adames in that two hole still. Elliot Ramos batting third. Not Flores, but Dominic Smith is batting fourth, cleaning up for the Giants.
He parked a big one last night.
Yeah, so he's hitting yesterday. Fourth. Wilmer Flores DHing and hitting fifth. Casey Schmidt batting sixth, playing at third base again despite the error. Yastrzemski, seventh and in right. Tyler Fitzgerald batting eighth and playing second base. And then Kisner, the catcher they called up when they sent part of that Lamont Wade whole fiasco last week. They brought Kisner back up. So he's the catcher and batting ninth. But it's Lee, Adames, Ramos, Smith, Flores, Schmidt, Yaz, Fitzgerald, and Kisner. And then the Dodgers is Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Will Smith, Teoscar Hernandez, Max Muncy, Andy Pajas, Michael Conforto, Giants legend, and Tommy Edman. Those are the lineups in this one. The matchup is Logan Webb versus Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yeah, that's pretty daunting on paper. That is pretty daunting.
Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, Smith, Teoscar. Yikes.
But you know who you got is, and really, honestly, the only name that I really care about in the Giants starting lineup is their pitcher.
Logan Webb.
It's Logan Webb. That's the guy who has to own this game. And that's the guy you want getting the ball. You know, if this, well, it's a Friday night, but like if this is College World Series game one, your Friday night starter, Logan Webb's the guy you want in game one. He's the guy you want in the bump. If the playoffs started today and they play the Los Angeles Dodgers, that's who you're giving the ball to.
Yep.
This is also who the Dodgers would be giving the ball to. Yamamoto has been probably a top three pitcher in the NL, top two,
yep,
conservatively.
Really good.
Conservatively top three because Skeens has been fantastic. But Webb has been right there alongside him. And I know that the lineups are really, like, the Giants are kind of outmatched. If you look at any single lineup comparison of the best teams in the NL, the Giants are not going to scare you. But that's not taken away from how they've been able to win games. Their lineup is never, even at full strength, even potentially with a trade that a lot of people are clamoring for, I don't think their lineup is going to scare anybody. But it hasn't prevented them from doing what needs to be done, which is keeping it close and winning games with their pitching staff, their defense, and tight situations.
There's no doubt that they are much more well-equipped to win those close games than almost any other team in baseball. Now, they're going to play a lot more close games than a lot of other teams because, they don't score a ton, and two, they have great pitching both in the rotation and in the bullpen. But you get used to winning close games, you kind of develop that kind of skill and a thick skin, and you might become better at it. And the Giants, I mean, they just won six games in a row. They won seven in a row, but six of those seven were all by a single run. We can get more into the expectations for this series. Like you were throwing this out, you wouldn't be shocked if they won two or three, the Giants, or even if they had a way to sweep this series. What if I told you the Giants go 1-2 versus the Dodgers this weekend? Are you upset? Are you frustrated? Are you taking it? I don't know. I might take a 1-2, just considering who this Dodgers lineup is. How would you feel? 888-957-9570. Also, again, a reminder, if you want to play golf with Willard and Dibbs at Cache Creek Casino Resort, just keep listening. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. It's Evan. It's Grandy. We're back with more next, right after this, on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Willard and Dibbs. No Willard or Dibs today, though. They're out to some graduations. They'll be back. Willard will be back on Monday. Dibs will be back on Tuesday. So it's Mark, Randy, Evan Gittings sitting in on this Friday. Happy early Father's Day to all the dads and father figures out there. We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/957thegame and youtube.com/957thegame. Everything we do on Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Evan, we've been talking a lot about Giants and Dodgers and expectations for this series. How about this coming in on the text line? We're going to go out to the phones in just a sec as well, and you can weigh in, 888-957-9570. The 415, Evan writes, LA has no pitchers. The Giants should win 2 out of 3 to be taken seriously. You agree?
I don't know if it's to be taken seriously. I think the Giants should be taken seriously, but he's absolutely right that the Dodgers have no pitchers, or no starting pitchers. But their bullpen is also not really that great. Certainly not as good as the Giants.
And taxed, because they've had to cover so many innings early in the year.
I think the Dodgers bullpen has pitched more innings than any bullpen in baseball.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is the pitchers that they do have, all three of them are throwing this weekend.
Yeah.
So May has been one of their more healthy arms. Yamamoto has made, I think, every single start. And then Kershaw's just coming back. So, look, I mean, yeah, you're not going to run into, like the Dodgers just took 2 of 3 from the Padres. The one game they lost, they essentially sacrificed because they threw, I think it was Matt Sauer. But it's just like a relief game, bullpen game. We're going to throw him to the Wolves, and then we'll move along. And it's like the Giants, this is the classic, can our strength beat theirs? Because the Dodgers' strength this year has clearly been their offense. Yamamoto's been incredible, but their offense has been what's led them. What's led the Giants has been their pitching staff. Their starting pitching has been fantastic. Their bullpen has been the best in baseball. Is that good enough to win you a series? I think it absolutely is. But they obviously got to go out and prove it, and that's why I think everyone's going to be locked in for the next 3 days.
Yeah, like if they lose the series, they go 1-2 in the series, the Giants do, does that mean we don't take them seriously anymore? No. If they get swept, do we stop taking the Giants seriously? No. I mean, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be frustrated, and suddenly that one-game deficit, which you were hoping was actually a tie in the standings because you had a 7-2 lead yesterday in Colorado, suddenly would jump to a four-game deficit, and the Padres likely win a game or two. They might jump you in the standings if that happens. So obviously, you don't want to get swept. You don't want to lose the series. But I don't think to the 4-1-5, what is on the line here is whether or not the Giants are taken seriously, but there is definitely an opportunity. And I think to your point earlier, this is the first time maybe in a while Giants...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fans go into a series and, you know, there's a lot of very optimistic Giants fans no matter what the record is. But this is the first time in a while, and I can just speak for myself personally, Evan, where I go into a series versus the Dodgers, and this is as good as the Dodgers lineup has maybe ever looked, at least in my lifetime, and yet I still feel like, yeah, winning this series is definitely on the table. I would be happy. I wouldn't necessarily be surprised. Winning 2 out of 3 is definitely possible, and considering what this team is, the Dodgers team is, and what they have been for quite a while, that honestly, like, it's not nothing. Just that feeling of at least somewhat confident that you have a team in the Giants that can go toe-to-toe, at least with the way the Dodgers are currently, which is a team that has very, very, very little starting pitching.
Well, on paper, the Dodgers should wax the Giants. But that's the beauty of baseball. It's not played out on paper.
Yeah.
And I think the Giants, of any team in the MLB this year in Major League Baseball, have proved that it's quite clearly not played on paper. Because if it was, I'm not sure the Giants would be 11 games above 500 or a game back of the Dodgers, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's what they've done this entire season. And to me, the reason why I absolutely give them a chance, and even, again, wouldn't be shocked if they won this series, is because that's what they've done to me more than any other team that I've watched this year, is they've shocked me. They have shocked me, not just during this seven-game win streak preceding the blown loss yesterday. They shocked me at the beginning of the season. They've shocked me with some of their performances. Logan Webb has not necessarily shocked me as far as his ERA, but he's striking out a lot more batters. Yeah. That's been a bit shocking to me this year. The performance of Jung-Hoo Lee, to me, to some extent, has been shocking. How good Heliot Ramos has been able to follow his All-Star campaign has been shocking. There have been players for the Giants that have wowed me in a sense. It's not like, yeah, they're going up there and slugging the 23 home runs that Shohei Ohtani has. But they're finding ways to basically come through in situations you don't expect them to. And that's another reason why it's must-watch baseball right now, is because you do not know what these Giants are going to do on a day-to-day basis, except for remain competitive, which is something that I feel very confident they're going to do in this series, because odds are they're probably going to be in a lot of one-run games.
Yeah, I mean, the total series score, if you were to take the final score from the last three game, or these three games combined, I mean, what's the margin going to be over the course of these three games? The margin's going to be, what, like a difference of 5 runs at the most? You feel like? I mean, there's a likelihood that maybe one of the games could be a blowout one way or another, right? Like, say the Dodgers get to Kyle Harrison on Sunday, but there's a possibility that this is, and this is just the way the Giants play, a pretty even series from beginning to end, even if that means the Dodgers take 2 or 3, or hell, even if the Dodgers sweep the series. 888-957-9570. A lot of you guys want to weigh in, so let's get to you. Up first is Gary in San Ramon. What if I were to tell you the Giants win the series 2-1? What if they lose the series 1-2 in favor of the Dodgers? You upset? You happy? What are you expecting in this series as a Giants fan? Let's go to Gary in San Ramon up first. Gary, how you doing? You're on with Evan and Grandy. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good program. Yeah, I have my feeling is trepidation, because I look at the stats for tonight's game, and I see Logan Webb's ERA on the road, 3.95. Yamamoto's ERA is right around 2.2. So that, to me, is something to give me cause for concern, because Logan is striking out a lot of guys, but he's also getting the ball up a little more. So we'll see. I hope Logan can give it to us. The other thing is that you're not going to have Rodriguez tonight, because Melvin left him in for 43 pitches, and I just don't get that the other day. You guys were talking about it earlier. I just don't see why that should have happened. Education is fine, but we can't afford to lose to a team that's only got 12 wins. And that was a big loss. We've had 4 or 5 of those blown save situations late in the game. And like you said, this team has a little margin for error. And then you got Roop and Harrison over the weekend against Kershaw and May. Boy, I don't know. I'd be happy to win 1 out of 3, guys.
Appreciate the call, Gary. I feel like there's still a good chunk of Giants fans who feel that way. And you and I, along with our boss, Matt Nahagian, were sitting outside the studio before we came on air, and he comes up and asks that same question to us. How would you feel if the Giants go 1-2 in this series? You and I had different answers. I said, I'd take it. I'd take going 1-2. I want to avoid being swept at all costs. I'd take 1-2. That's not anything to be upset about in my mind.
Then to me, it doesn't tell me that you think that the Giants are legit. Like, if you're okay with losing a series, and I realize the Dodgers are a good team, they're not the best team in baseball, but they're a good team. That means you don't think, that's what I hear. Like, if I think the Giants are good, are legitimate, then I think you should be disappointed if you lose the series, because that's the whole point. Like, the Padres just losing to the Dodgers, that's disappointing. They're expecting to beat that team. That's a team that they have been neck and neck with over the last 3 years. The Giants haven't been neck and neck with the Dodgers since 2021. If you lost a series that year, you would have been disappointed, even if it was all the way back in June. That's my point. So, and I'm not telling people that you have to believe or not, but like, I think when I hear Gary talking about the trepidation, to me, it's as much about the series itself as it is about the Giants. That it's like a Jenga tower, and you don't really know when that bottom rung is going to get pulled. Maybe it's Chapman. Maybe it's Bailey, who's also not playing and could be a factor in this series because of what he does defensively. But when I hear people say, well, you know, let's just go get 1-2, it's like, seriously? I mean, if you think that you can beat the Dodgers, you should go beat the Dodgers. And that's why if they lose two of three, especially if they get swept, I absolutely would be disappointed.
Well, there's a difference, I think, in I would take it. Like, I could still feel disappointed that they go 1-2, but I know that they avoided the disaster of being swept. It's also partly you got Landon Roop and Kyle Harrison going on Saturday and on Sunday.
Yeah, but they
those
got,
are two young dudes
they
who...
got the ghost of Kershaw and Dustin May, who's been pretty mid this year.
That's true. That's true.
They also don't really have a bullpen. Like, their closer has a negative WAR right now. He's got a 4 ERA. Like, if you get into the late innings with the Dodgers, I do think that's advantage Giants, and it's just about how they can navigate, to me, those first five innings.
Oh, maybe we can narrow down the question then, and we'll go right out to the phone lines, because I see you, Nick. I see you, Bobby. You were coming to you in just a second, and you want to weigh in on this topic exactly. Instead of me just asking, what's your expectation for the series, if I tell you the Giants go 1-2 in this series, and it doesn't matter which game they won and which ones they lose, the Giants go 1-2 in this series, you taking it? You disappointed? You upset? You happy? Is it your is that what you're expecting to happen? The Giants go 1-2 in this series. How you feeling? 888-957-9570. Nick in Berkeley is up next. What's up, Nick? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, man, I think the Giants will do themselves a disservice if they go in with that mindset of just taking 1-2, man. So I'm sick of losing to the Dodgers, you know what I mean? It's like, this is a rivalry game, this is a division game, you know, and it's just like the Giants got to come out and pick up the slack for Chapman. Like, I don't care who it is coming off the bench, but, you know, Melvin's going to have to play a little chess game. You know, it's not checkers, it's chess. So we got to come out there and make some moves to knock their starter out early. We got to prevent their leadoff batter from getting on and get our leadoff batters on. We got to get that two-out hit and prevent them from getting that two-out hit. It's not rocket science, it's baseball, but anything can happen in divisional games, man. You know what I mean? Like, in any sport, it's just like, we got to go out there and just put a hurting on them. If we get into their bullpen early, man, we have a really good chance, and Melvin is going to have to decide who he's going to have to come off the bench in some situations with his RBIs sitting out, you know, the ducks on the pond, and we got to knock in some runs, man. We got to have some clutch hitting. Some of them cats got to step up. Losing Chapman was like one of our main hitters. It's brutal, but I think the Giants have a really good
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
chance to do it if we get like you just said about their bullpen and getting it, you know, keep them close, right where we want them, and then strike late or strike early, get their starters out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, our pitcher's going to have to step up and not give up no long balls. You know what I mean? And keep the Dodgers, you know, from hitting the bombs. You know what I mean? And that's what I think. But I'm going to be pissed off if we just get one out of two. We need to go in there and set the tone, man, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I hear you, Nick. And I like how fired up you are for this series. I mean, we got one call one way and one call the other way. I wonder if a lot of this, Evan, and maybe this is something that I need to fight myself, it's like not the way that you've been conditioned, but as a Giants fan, you're almost kind of used to like playing second fiddle, and I guess even lately, like third or fourth fiddle in this division. And not that the Giants being 11 games over 500 is necessarily shocking, but maybe it's the Dodgers only being 11 games over 500 that's a little surprising. Like maybe the Dodgers have underperformed because of the injuries, and maybe the Giants have overperformed just a little bit. And the fact that they've met in this middle ground is a little surprising over the course of this entire season. But I think some of what Giants fans are fighting against is just what the last, and you can throw out 2021, but ever since like 2016, it's just been Dodger dominance and Giants being like, all right, at least we didn't get swept. And maybe you're just fighting against that conditioning that you felt for almost a decade now.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think that's where a lot of it stems from, right? Is you're protecting yourself from being hurt. But I would also say, again, like to me, this is the biggest Giants-Dodgers series since the 2021 NLDS. So from that standpoint, it's not as if my hopes are high, like they can go in and sweep the Dodgers. But it's just from, all right, if this is supposed to be competitive, then I am going to be disappointed if the team that I have a rooting interest for loses, because that's how sports work.
Yeah.
I want them to beat them. I think that the Giants have a legitimate path to beating the Dodgers in multiple games in this series. I think it obviously starts tonight. It's going to be hard to win 2 of 3 if you don't get this one with your Bulldog on the bump. But like that to me is how I guess I would ask people to look at this series is like, I know it's June. I know that it's about 40% of the way through the season, but if this is the start of the 2025 Giants-Dodgers rivalry for this season, it's a big series. And I know we're not used to that because for the last few years, no series has really been that large, but I do think we have to start changing how we view, and I think the Giants, to their credit, in my mind, have changed over the last couple of weeks the way that we've viewed this team to the point where they are appointment television. And it's because at around the time when our interest begins to start drifting towards baseball in the summer, if you're a fan of it, the Giants began to get hot. And I don't think that yesterday in Colorado mars it so much for me as it just means they're going to be in a lot of close games. And so far, to their credit, in one-run games, they have been very good. They've played in the most in the majors. They also have the most wins in the majors, 17. The Dodgers are 11-9 in one-run games. So if it's in that situation, which odds are it probably is going to be, yep, I like the Giants' chances.
I mean, they definitely are much more equipped to win those close games. You have the bullpen that the Giants have, the Dodgers don't. And all right, you feel much. If you were to say that all three of these games are one-run games, Giants are at least taking 2 of the 3. You feel pretty confident in that.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, like the Dodgers are reigning champions. I think they made a lot of really great. They made a lot of clutch plays on the route to a World Series. As much people may not want to hear that, like they got some dudes and they get clutch.
They're an amazing
hits.
Team.
I mean, yeah. Will Smith might be one of the most clutch hitters in baseball.
He's buried in this lineup.
Yeah, and then a guy who can't even hit for the Dodgers except when he plays against the Giants, Max Muncy, is like bottom third of the order. So
yeah, he's hitting 6th tonight. Max Muncy hitting 6th.
Right? Or Casey Schmitt's hitting.
I mean, Muncy's only hitting .238. Schmitt's hitting .226. Not a terrible difference there from your third baseman.
Yeah, although, but of course, it's like Mac, the biggest thing we've heard about Max Muncy this week is actually giving the Dodgers, or pardon me, the Giants some props.
Yeah, he shrugged off the Padres as a Dodger rival and said, no, it's only the Giants and always will be the Giants.
No, he doesn't. I don't know if he doesn't want any bad blood, but that's also part of this thing, too. It's like there is a rivalry, I guess, a bit built in, but there's not a lot of like homegrown or even longtime Dodgers there to the like hateable Dodgers. Like
Max Muncy's the one. Yeah.
Kershaw probably on, Saturday.
Yeah.
Kershaw, I don't really care for much. I know he's great. I don't really like him. But everyone of all the shows was putting together their, most hated Dodgers. And it felt like, you can go check it out on social media, but, Shasky Spadoni, Willard Dibbs, Steiny Guru all talked about their least favorite Dodgers. It felt like a lot of them were from the 80s. Or, for Steiny, the 70s. You know what I'm saying?
Steiny's portion of that video just ran down the Dodgers' 1970 lineup.
Yeah, I was like, all right, do you have a thought about, you know who Sean Green is? Does Andre Ethier ring a bell? But no, it's, there's not as many hateable ones, I think, on this team. I think it's just more that the Dodger blue that everyone has, the Pamplona red-eye bulls for.
Yeah. 888-957-9570. If I were to tell you the Giants go 1-2 in this series, you upset? Are you taking it? Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos, who wants to weigh in on this. Bobby, how you doing? Happy Friday.
What's up, Bob?
Happy Friday. Thanks for taking the call. I will be disappointed because I expect the Giants to win the series at least 2-1. And the reason I say that is if there's any time that we're going to beat the Dodgers, honestly, it's when their pitching staff is broken. So I certainly don't think these three games are materially going to affect who wins the West. But from a psychological standpoint, I really do think the Giants need to win this series because, like I said, their pitching staff is broken and we have one of the best pitching staffs, if not the best pitching staff in baseball. So we just need it to happen. But, I do want to pose a question about Shohei, but one thing that I found so interesting about yesterday's loss is, we've been in so many one-run games. It's been pretty interesting to watch. It hasn't been boring. And then, what is it, Wednesday, Schmidt makes a chappy, Manny Machado-esque play, yep. And it's a tight 1-1 game going into the top of the ninth. And then yesterday, we have a huge lead, and then that's what happened. So, who knows what happens in baseball? If any game that I thought we would win would be yesterday. So it's just shocking. But in any case, I would be disappointed. I think psychologically we need to win 2-1. But I just want to ask you boys, first of all, I want to assure you to assure me that we're in a safe space right now. But what I want to say is, quite honestly, I'm infatuated with Shohei Ohtani, and I have a need for him to be recognized as the greatest baseball player ever. I don't need people saying Mookie Betts or Trout or Babe Ruth or all that crap. So am I a bad guy because I just want Shohei Ohtani to dominate, but the Giants still to win, kind of like fantasy football? Does that make me a bad guy? I just need this guy to be recognized as the greatest ever. And then I'll take your answer off air. But I also want to say, I think that this will be the Willy Adames series where he becomes a true Giant. I really think he'll be a key factor in two of the wins the Giants have in this series coming this weekend. And I'm super excited for tonight's pitching matchup. It's going to be a really fun game to watch.
Nice, Bobby.
So if you could address the Shohei.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm never going to root for a Dodger to do anything while they're playing the Giants. I'm never going to root for a Dodger to do anything, period. Watching Shohei, hit bombs, I get it. Just from a baseball neutral observer can be a lot of fun. You're wearing Dodger blue. Nah, do you, Bobby? And I'm not going to come down your road with me personally. That is a no-go for me.
All right, so during the crossover, I explained, my father, shout out him, shout out fathers everywhere. Your day is coming up, and however you choose it, choose wisely. I was born loving greatness. My father, he bounced teams because he bounced locales. He lived in a lot of different countries and different parts of the country. And so he loved baseball. So whatever team he was around, he fell in love with. That's where I'm kind of with Bobby. I'm like,
ah, come on.
Dude, I've seen Shohei Ohtani win a game by himself. Him throw 7 shutout innings
and hit a home,
strike out 12 and hit a home run, and his team win 2-0. Actually, Kershaw did that to the Giants, I believe.
Yeah.
He threw a complete game shutout, so it was a little bit more impressive. But I've seen him do that twice. Shohei Ohtani, I've seen him in live with my own two eyes do it twice. He is one of the most impressive athletes I have ever seen. Now, granted, he did it in an Angels uniform. And I think to Bobby's point, we'll find out if he can regain that title of greatest baseball player ever for some when he returns to the mound. But I'm going to be honest. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever.
I hope he goes 0 for 12 with 12 strikeouts.
Well, but Bobby's saying Shohei goes, you know, 6 for 12, but the Giants still win the series.
Yeah, and the Giants win the series.
Don't believe if Shohei does a good thing that Giants, they can't win.
No, it's just I'm not going to root for a Dodger to do anything good. Even if the Giants still win, I don't care.
I respect greatness.
I hope the Giants throw 3 perfect games.
Well, all right, in the NBA Finals or in a team you don't like, let's say, like the Lakers. Like, if you're watching them play against another team and, I don't know, LeBron James has a 40-point triple-double, you can't say, wow, that was incredible.
I can say that, yeah.
That's the same thing for Shohei.
I'm not rooting for it. I don't want it to happen.
No, but you got to sit back and appreciate it if and when it does.
Yeah, I can sit back and appreciate it when it happens. It'll still piss me off, but I'm not going to sit and hope it happens. I'm not going to sit here and say, I hope Shohei amazes me tonight. I hope that happens. No, I hope he looks like Michael Conforto. That's what I hope.
No, but that's going to take away from, for example, let's say first pitch of the game, he takes Webb to the Andes or to the mountains. Yeah, 500 feet out of Chavez Ravine. First pitch. I'm just saying, you have to be able to appreciate that. Like, that right there would be an amazing play.
As a physical act, as a baseball skill, I can appreciate it. As a Giants fan, I will absolutely lose my mind. Yes. There's two sides to the coin.
I'm with Bobby, man. You just, look, when someone is great and as great as Shohei Ohtani is, although I'm going to be honest, if I had one at-bat for my life, he's not the guy I'm taking in that order. Which is crazy.
You take a Freddie Freeman?
Yeah, he might be the best pure hitter in baseball.
We got to take a break. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We do have some news, though, from the Giants. I'll give it to you really quick. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back. This comes courtesy of Giants insider Alex Pavlovich for NBC Sports Bay Area. The Giants got good news on Matt Chapman today. He met a specialist in L.A. and was told he can begin rehabbing his hand in about a week. And he has to wear a splint until then. But rehab beginning for Matt Chapman in about a week. Good news for the Giants there. It's Willard and Dibbs, Evan and Grandy in. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.